today is the Rebuilding Sonoma County Job Fair. It's being hosted at the Grayton Resort and Casino in Rohnert Park. It runs from 3 to 6 p.m. Joining us live in the studio is the organizer and director of sales for Amaturo Sonoma Media Group, which owns KSRO, Kevin Wadlinger. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Daniel.
It's great to have you in this early.
Well, it's, you got me out of bed. I never get here early.
You know,
so usually, what, noon?
Something like that. I think everybody else comes coming in. Tell me about the range of jobs being offered today at the job fair.
There are about 50, 55 businesses who will be there ready to hire, several hundred jobs available. So if you're listening and know somebody who's looking for a job or you might be considering a change in career, this is a really good day to be at Grayton at the ballroom between 3 and 6 p.m. this afternoon. So we have CarMax, Catholic Charities, Clark Pest Control, CrossCheck, fire sprinkler fitters, and there may be apprentice programs available through this organization. First Grayton is there hiring. So we have healthcare, finance, Exchange Bank is one of our underwriters, as is Catholic Charities. So there's a variety of jobs available from entry level to sales, hospitality, finance, construction, and beyond.
Are most of these jobs in, are they kind of more entry level, or do they just kind of vary?
All levels. Some have management attached to them, so it's all levels, not just entry level. And with 2.8% unemployment, these companies are doing everything they can to hire you. So bring your resume. Be ready to interview. We have interview sections in every corner of the ballroom today.
Well, it's definitely an employee's market out there. That's for
it is
for certain right now. And now construction, that's got to be a pretty high demand right now, isn't it?
Very high demand. And so that's why we have several businesses who are in that line, who are here looking for people who have some skills, can help rebuild the North Bay.
What kind of people are kind of looking for jobs in that area?
What kind of people are looking for jobs in construction?
Well, no, man, like what kind of companies?
Okay.
Which companies
are? Well, the construction end of things would be Build Group, would be the fire sprinkler fitters who are going to be there. And I don't have the list of the rest of them, but there are. Oh, by the way, SoCo Security. So if you're interested in law enforcement or security, we have the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office going to be there. SoCo Security, and there are some really interesting. You know what's really cool? Recology is going to be there. Our new garbage hauler in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. So Recology will be there. They have a huge need for garbage haulers.
Okay.
Truck drivers, it's not just construction. It's every facet of our local economy.
Definitely unique hours for them as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
For the haulers out there. How many of these businesses would you say have been affected or, you know, been largely impacted by the fires?
Well, we had an immediate impact on business in general. For the first few weeks while the fires were still raging. There was an immediate downturn in our economy. We lost a dozen or so restaurants, many businesses. People were suddenly unemployed, whether that was for a short term or for a longer term. It was a mess for a while, but our economy is and will continue to come back because of all the pent up buying demand. And in fact, there may be some pent up employment demand, even with 2.8% unemployment. So we all feel really good about what's happening going forward, and the fact that many have turned the switch from fire recovery to rebuilding, which is a forward look several years down the road.
Definitely a forward look. And, you know, it's just going to pick up even further, you know, with a debris cleanup kind of getting closer and closer to the end.
Yes. We've got a long way to go, but certainly we're ahead of where we were in November. that was actually our last job fair. We had a job fair on November 7th.
And that had a lot of output there, not output, people coming out as well.
Yes, that was, you know, right after the fires, and there were a lot of people who were displaced and unemployed, and we had over 800 job seekers at that event. There were 150 businesses there. Today we have, we'll have between 50 and 60 businesses, and we expect about 400 job seekers. And it's, again, it's 3 to 6 p.m. today, and today only, at the Grayton Casino Ballroom, which is all the way around the casino and the hotel in the in the southwest corner of that large facility.
Got any application tips for anybody that are looking for a job and just want to drop off an application?
That would be we will have people at the job fair who can help you put together a resume, or maybe if you have a resume that needs to be brushed up, bring that along with you. We have people who will be there to help with resumes. That's my best tip: is come to the job fair today and get help from an expert. I'm not an expert in that area.
Well, at least we can get an expert in that field. And, you know, plenty of people looking for a job, might as well drop it off there, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That is definitely it. One more time, when and where?
When is today from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Grayton Casino and Resort Ballroom, which is just on the southwest corner of the Grayton Casino. And we'll be there. Doors open at 3, and we'll be there till 6 o'clock or thereafter if there are still people talking about potential jobs.
Kevin, that sounds great, and thank you for coming in this morning, sharing some news on that.
You're welcome.
It's Kevin Wadlinger. He is the organizer and director of sales for Amatira Sonoma Media Group, which owns KSRO.